Hey guys, it's the Lone Wolf here, back with another episode of the Lone Wolf Podcast. I know, it's been like 2 weeks. Tammy, how you doing? Where have you been?
I've been surprisingly okay. I mean, I got a job now because, you know, I ain't going to college anytime soon. So, the next best thing for me is to get a job. I hope it works out okay. I don't know. As of this recording, I haven't started my job yet. But hopefully I do well in my job. Yeah. So anyway, so D23 was not too long ago, and as much as I would love to cover about the memes and the things that were announced for D23, I'm gonna focus on this topic because everyone's talking about it and I need that clout. No, I'm kidding. But it does bring up a very interesting thing that kind of confuzzled me. It puzzled me a bit on why Disney would do this for their live-action remakes or adaptations or whatever the heck they're calling it now. Yes, let's get the elephant in the room out of the way. We are talking about Little Mermaid 2023, the movie that I'm pretty sure no one wanted and a million people hated it on YouTube apparently, because there is an extension on Google Chrome that allows you to look at dislikes on YouTube. Approximation, by the way, and over 1 million people hated it for some weird reason. Is it because they're racist? Is it because Disney doesn't know what the word remake is? Is it the lighting? Okay, let's get this out of the way here. I love Halle Berry. I think that's her name, from Haley and Chloe. I'm aware of their work because when I used to listen to Radio Disney, they would always pop up, and I know Haley sings great. Probably a better singer than anyone who might be listening to this, myself included, I think. I mean, yeah, so there's that to consider. No shot of Melissa McCartney as Ursula. I don't know how they're gonna pull that off, but okay. So yeah, nothing wrong, I'd have nothing against Melissa McCartney. It's just that, I don't know. It's live action remakes. It can be a very hit or miss for some people. So, yeah. So yeah, I'm pretty sure there are a million dislikes on YouTube because I think people might be a racist. I think. Or Disney lied. Or I don't know what the word remake is anymore. I think that's it. Okay, so in context here, we have the live action adaptation? Remakes? What is the term that they're using this now? Is it remakes? Is it adaptation? I don't know anymore. Adaptation kinda makes sense because you're adapting, and you're adapting from the original source material, sorta-ish, and you kind of make your own twist on it. Broadway adaptation. But, you know, Disney has been calling their live-action movies from the freaking the Renaissance age of Disney remakes. Live-action remakes is a term that people tend to hear when you think about the Disney live-action movies. Live-action remakes. Unless I'm wrong, but I've been hearing the word remake, so I think we're gonna go stick with it. And the thing about remakes is people kind of want a cartoon come to life sort of movie, and you know, it's Disney, and they kind of pulled, not sure a good thing or a bad thing for them, but it's a thing that they did. They pulled a switcheroo, reversing Ariel's race from white to black, you know? I'm pretty sure they're gonna change the entire setting all because Sebastian is freaking voiced by a Jamaican. Is that it? Is it because of Sebastian, right? They were like, okay, we need to make this, like, cultural appropriated. So instead of everyone moving from Denmark, we're moving them to the Caribbean. Which kind of makes sense because Lin-Manuel Miranda is very associated with the Caribbean and the Heights, Hamilton, stuff like that. So if that's the route they're going for, then yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense if it's taking place in the Caribbean. A lot of dark-skinned people live in the Caribbean area, even though there are some light-skinned people also. More specifically, Latinx and black people. I think there could also be white people living in the Caribbean, probably for tourism. I don't know. I shouldn't be assuming. I live in California, for crying out loud. But yeah, I swear, if it's all because of Sebastian, I'm gonna be like, dude, what the heck? Or it could be that Disney's trying to promote their Representation Matters movement that they've been doing since, I don't know, 2020? It feels like they've been doing it since 2020. I know they've been doing it for longer, but we're gonna stick with 2020 because I think that's when, like, everything kind of happened. I think everyone is, like, really cared about representation in media in 2020 because, yay, Black Lives Matter movement, which is a movement, it just resurfaced in 2020 because... Just because a white man had to kill a black man for literally something that the black man didn't do. Yeah. It's straight up racist. Messed up. And I'm like, dude, really? Dang. I thought cops were supposed to protect people. Not like that. So, maybe because of 2020, Disney's response was like, representation matters. And we are not going to make Ariel white. We're gonna make her black. Or it could be, in a way, symbolic at the fact that black people, their lives were taken by white people. And that's why Ariel's black and Ursula's white in this movie. Even though there were depictions of Ursula being black in past live-action media, you think of freaking Descendants 2, where Uma, played by Chyna McClan, her mom was Whoopi Goldberg. Or you think of Once Upon a Time, ABC's show that ran for 7 seasons and people found it to be very, very whack. Cool. The Ursula then was played by, I believe, a black woman. Queen Latifah. Powerful queen. Her music's great. Yeah, was, you know, black and also played Ursula. So I think they're kind of switching up the narrative because they don't want black people to be perceived as evil because light and dark and blah. And I'm like, if that's the thing that they're going for, good for them. If it's not, and because it's okay for mermaids to be whatever they want, cool. I find that cool. Just don't screw up the music. It ain't that hard, even though they've been doing it for the past live-action remix or so. Lion King. Anyway. Yes, the opportunity to diss and shade on Lion King. Man, I hate that movie. It was so bad. It was so bad. I hated it. I hated it to pieces. I don't know how people would like that movie, but I hated it. I hated it to a million pieces. There is an episode on that, me dedicating to me hating on The Lion King so much. But, you know, it is Disney, and they now it always feels like they care about inclusivity for the sake of China. Because as everyone knows, China is Disney's biggest customer ever. And if China don't like it, then movie goes sucky. Movie go bad. Even though, you know, we live in America, then representation should matter and everything like that. I don't know, there are a lot of arguments on Twitter debating or not. Maybe they should have kept, you know, they should have created an original character and not, you know, cast a black person or not have a black person because they're lazy and, you know, representation equals money and blah. I don't know, for me, I heard Haley's work before. I know
She might be the only thing saving the movie, not gonna lie. I haven't heard Melissa McCartney sing, and, you know, Poor Unfortunate Souls is a very, very powerful song, and also a very, very high bar. You know, Pat Carroll, who did the animated version, I believe, in 1989, did set the bar unsurprisingly high. And then, you know, yeah, Broadway singers that just made it, you know, the bar 2 times higher. So, you know, don't mess it up. I mean, I personally don't care who the cast is, what the cast is, everything like that. It shouldn't really matter. It is a live-action adaptation. Jodie Benson said okay to Haley and everything like that. So, if Jodie approves, we should do. It's that simple. And also, I hope Disney isn't pulling their stunt in the perfect Ariel, because, you know, Haley was like their only option, like they did with freaking Emma Watson and everything like that. For me, I don't mind the change. It was just very kind of shocking when it was first announced that Haley was going to be playing the Little Mermaid, because, you know, because at that time, I think it was announced like in what, like 2020, where, you know, the whole, the BLM, the Black Lives Matter movement was happening and everything like that, you know, and people kind of thought it was just a publicity stunt, if you will. It was just bad timing. I think it was just bad timing for Disney to announce who was going to be playing Ariel. It was just bad timing, in my personal opinion. You know, a lot of people did shape it to be like, oh, because, like, wokeness or whatever the case may be and everything like that. For me, again, bad timing. Not sure if it was good timing for Disney, but, you know. I mean, I heard that Lin-Manuel Miranda is gonna play a significant part in the movie in terms of music, you know, which means a lot of hip-hop and rap. I mean, I don't know. I compare it to Encanto and Moana, right? Because that's his two works he only worked on Disney for. I don't know. I think because of freaking Moana, right? You know, you kind of wanted to centralize it around the culture and not make it too modern, because, you know, it sits in a time and place where that genre of music technically shouldn't exist while still trying to keep the cultural elements into it. You know, I mean, I liked Moana. I personally think Moana is a better soundtrack than Encanto. I'm not saying Encanto is bad. It just felt really weird listening to, like, hip-hop and everything like that in Encanto, where it's not really much of a modern setting. It worked. I mean, little kids loved it, and we don't talk about Bruno, no, 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 we don't talk about Bruno. So, yeah, that song literally hit the charts. So, because I think I just felt like Encanto's soundtrack was so weak. It was weak, and We Are the Family Madrigal, and We Don't Talk About Bruno really were my two favorite songs, and Moana, I have so many favorite songs in Moana than Encanto. So, you know, I'm not saying that Lin has a bar to set up, but, you know, I'm pretty sure, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a lot of hip-hop, because considering the fact that the original guy who played freaking Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson in Hamilton, that dude. You know, he's in the movie as Sebastian. You know what that means? Rappity rap rap rap. Anyway, it does feel like that. And there's gonna be a lot of rap. I wouldn't be surprised if they rapped Under the Sea. I don't know, but, you know, this is the movie that did save Disney, so, you know, I guess my musical expectation for this movie, vocals need to be good. I don't want
so many runs in every song, because then sometimes when you like when you run it, you run your voice. If you like overrun your songs that you sing, you know, you add the extra notes when you want to reach high in a ballad or something along the lines of that, right? I don't want there to be a lot of it. I don't. Because then sometimes it's just, okay, stop flexing about the song that you're singing. Don't flex it. I don't want you to flex the fact that you have a good voice. I think that's been clear since the first note you ever sang. I don't want there to be too much of it, because that takes away the meaning of the song, in my opinion. Because, like, it just feels like you're flexing your voice. And, like, it's kind of annoying when you feel like you're just singing for the sake of singing, and I feel like you're not delivering the message across and everything like that. You know, like, when I heard the Little Mermaid teaser, I'm like, there better not be too many runs in this movie. I swear, if there is, I'm gonna be like, okay, this is just a flex on people to sing. That's it. If I hear Melissa McCartney run in freaking Poor Unfortunate Souls, I'm gonna be like, okay, now you're just trying too hard. But I don't know. We haven't seen Ursula yet. That's gonna be very fun. Yeah, so when the movie comes out, the movie comes out. You know, will I see it? Maybe. I don't know anymore. But to be honest, I feel like the live action remakes just keep getting worse. You know, at least they ain't gonna put any. At least they picked, you know, actually really good singers this time. Because I'm pretty sure Beauty and the Beast, no one really know how to sing. I think. Or, like, they just put a ton of auto-tune on freaking Emma Watson. But The Little Mermaid, I know musically it'll do much better than all the other musicals that they've done in the past. Yeah, that's just my two cents on it. And will the lighting ever be better? I don't know if they want it. I don't know. I think Disney should just stop making live-action remakes, in my opinion. Unless you really do a good job of fleshing out a character that wasn't originally fleshed out in the Disney animated film, then that's fine. They did really well with Cinderella. I think Cinderella is like one of my favorite live action. I think it's the favorite live action Disney remake that they've done, because they took Cinderella that was originally not that well fleshed out in the animated version, because I think there was just too much in that movie, in a sense where you have like two plots coming running at the same time, and like, you know, like everyone knows the simple story of Cinderella. So Walt Disney then, you know, how do you make this movie longer? Oh, we dedicate it to the animals who live with Cinderella. And also because animals were so much easier to draw than human beings. That's just a fact. In animation, I think then animals were much easier to draw. A lot of animals were used in Walt Disney's time when he animated a movie. Heck, Mickey Mouse is a freaking animal, for crying out loud. Even though he looks like a human, he's a cartoon character nonetheless. But yeah, that's why Cinderella worked out really well, because we were able to actually flesh out Cinderella's character and why people love her to begin with, you know, and not just like what happened in the 1950s movie. Even though that's still a pretty good movie. I would watch it if I'm feeling up to it sometimes. But the difference here, Ariel has been fleshed out before, and you know, I get that people don't like her for being dumb and mistaking a fork as a freaking hair comb, but you gotta understand that mermaids are not used to human things in life. They're not used to human objects and everything like that. Are we gonna... I don't know. I'm not sure... I don't know, I think the beauty of Ariel, because she's dumb, right? In a sense where she doesn't know what it's like to live on Earth, on land, and everything like that, right? It kind of makes her grow as a character. It helps, we see her learn about what it's like to be human and everything like that. Yeah, and having the courage to like stand up for like what you want, what you want to like, what you believe in, already that's like a good protagonistic trait, character trait that every single Disney princess kind of has. But that's why she's like a Disney princess, because she kind of stands up for what she believed in and decided to ditch her old life in search of a new one, which I think people in a way is a reminder of telling people that, hey, you can do that also. You can you can leave your old life behind and start a new one. Granted, even though she was like 16 and everything like that, but let's take the realism out of it for a minute here, because at the end of the day, it's cartoon logic. You really think realism exists in cartoons? No, I think the beauty of cartoons is that you can get away with literally kind of anything in a cartoon or anything animated, because it's more easier that way with like realism, with live action stuff, you have to set, unfortunately, people expect like the rules of reality and everything like that. So in summary, don't mess this up, Disney. Don't mess up this movie. Keep Howard Ashman's work the way that it was. I kind of expect some Broadway songs. I really liked If Only from the Broadway version. Yeah. So there's just that to consider, because I think If Only gives Prince Eric a little bit more depth as a character. In my personal opinion anyway, but are they gonna add Broadway music from The Little Mermaid Broadway? Absolutely not. They didn't do so with The Lion King, they didn't do so with Beauty and the Beast. They didn't mean to add some Broadway songs in Aladdin. I'm like, Proud of Your Boy was such a good song. And then they kind of made it the Aladdin and Jasmine show, even though the movie is called Aladdin. Are they ever gonna add the Broadway songs to the live-action Disney remakes? Because that was more successful than the live-action remakes. Absolutely not. Even though the Broadway, I think why live action translates into theater surprisingly well is that with Broadway, you can get away with it. You can get away with race. You can get away with changes in characters, like flesh them out even more, For me, I think when I think of Broadway, I think of, man, I wish I could see that in a theater one day. Because I think the fact that Broadway is longer, right? You have more time to flesh out all these characters and everything like that. You can take your time with things. And with live action movies, you don't get time. It's literally under a 2-hour runtime, and then boom, a movie with no break in between. But you could add songs from the Broadway version. Are they ever gonna do that? No, because Lin-Manuel Miranda is co-writing this movie song-wise, and then on top of that, Disney wants this movie to be nominated for an Oscar. Ugh. Disney, you have so many Oscars already, yet you want more.
You want more Oscars? I don't get you. You had enough. And even if you get nominated for them, you still lose. Even though the Oscars are clearly run by old people who don't know any better. That's fine. Do I really think the Oscar judges have a degree in filmmaking? I don't know. I'm 19 and don't know any better. Oh. So, anyways, in terms of this movie, my thoughts on it, very neutral. I just found the casting list unsurprisingly surprising, like most of the internet did, and yet people are now calling people who are haters out there are racist and reacting to this now, even though this was announced, like, years ago. So wow. I think when you see the teaser, you're like, wow, it's that bad, eh? What is this black mermaid that I see on my screen? Ew, disgusting. Ugh. Personally for me, I don't care. I am aware of Haley's work. She's good. She might save this movie if I'm gonna be honest here. So yeah. I personally do not care. If Ursula looks ugly, then, well, that's just how it's gonna be. In terms of, like, CGI and stuff like that. Because, you know, it's very hard to have a practical, have tentacle woman around set. And also, like, Ursula's, like, big. She big. Like, good big, but big. She's bigger than Ariel, I'm gonna say that. So, we'll see how this movie will go. I might talk about more of D23 in an upcoming episode or two, because there was just a lot happening at D23. And I'm surprised D23 Day 3 is not on Disney Plus. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Lone Wolf Podcast. Remember, these are just my opinions. Please don't call me racist or anything like that. These are just my opinions. I am just kind of tired with Disney and their decision making sometimes, but you know, these are my opinions at the end of the day. Please don't call me a racist for having opinions such as these. I'm just an Asian girl who lives in California. And by California, as in the most opinionated state, not of all time, because I'm pretty sure there's more opinionated states out there. Anyway, these are just my opinions. Please respect my opinion, and I will respect yours. The last thing I need is to be called racist because I don't like Halle Berry. Or Haley. Is her last name Berry? I don't know. I'm probably confusing it with someone very, very different from Chloe and Haley. So, yeah. Disney, don't screw up this movie. Please. 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 Anyway, my social media is down below at wolfthelone90@gmail.com and at the Lone Wolf Pod on both Twitter and Instagram. All my links are down below. I have a merch store in case you want to buy clothes, because I need money right now, because I don't want to be working at a grocery store for my entire life, and I rather make money by talking to myself for the internet. So buy my merch if you haven't done so already. Or you can just donate to me with the donation link down below, courtesy of Anchor. You can do so for $1, $5, or $10 a month, monthly, or just a one-time thing. Either way, it works. But I get it. People are broke, poor, unmotivated. They don't want to spend $30 on a friggin' t-shirt. I get it. So all you have to do is just listen to my episodes back to back. They're all monetizable and everything like that. They should be anyway. With maybe some exception episodes. I forgot. I made like almost about 100. So
Yeah, but all my episodes should be monetizable. Just listen to these episodes back to back on wherever you get your podcast at, whether it's on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Amazon. Yes, people listen to me on Amazon. Yay! Thank you to Amazon listeners and everyone else who is listening to this episode right now. I appreciate you. Thank you. With that being said, I will holla at you guys later and stay safe.